The federal government has been tightening rules in an effort to keep mad cow disease out of American herds and to protect people from the human version of the disease. An international panel of scientists now says U.S. authorities are not doing enough. They say more cattle need to be tested and more limits should be placed on what goes into feed for cattle and other livestock. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
Ulrich Kim was the chief veterinarian for the government of Switzerland in the 1990s. He says even scientists can have a false sense of security about mad cow disease. From the very start of the epidemic in Europe, they had a hard time believing that some strange protein could spread through cattle herds and then possibly kill people who ate infected meat.
Everybody was saying, that's crazy, it's impossible. This is not life. It's almost impossible at all. But it turned out at the end it is true.
Kim says the U.S. may still be experiencing such a false sense of security. He is one of four experts asked by the U.S. government to assess the threat of mad cow disease in the U.S. after a single Holstein cow was found with it last December in Washington state. The government has recently made several changes in rules governing what cows eat and what parts of cows people can eat. He and the expert panel say the U.S. plan to test 40,000 cattle a year for the disease out of 35 million slaughtered is too modest.
If you don't test more animals, you miss a number of animals positive. That's no doubt for me. So you need a very good surveillance system in place, and at this time in particular to identify how big the problem really is.
The panel says the U.S. Agriculture Department should test all cows at risk for the disease that are over 30 months old. The disease has rarely been detected in younger animals. At risk means animals that die on the farm or that show signs of neurological illness. And as a precaution, the government should also consider barring the sale of brain and spinal cords from cattle as young as 1 year from the human food supply. It's the central nervous system tissue from cattle that normally carries mad cow disease or its deadly human variation. The panel says no central nervous system tissue should be put into any livestock feed or pet food. So far, it's only banned in cattle feed. Gary Weber of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the panel, three of whose members are from Europe, wrongly assumes the risk in American herds is similar to that in European herds during the 1990s. Hundreds of thousands of cattle were infected there, and over 150 people died of the disease.
The disease got incredibly away from the Europeans, and we watched what was happening there and really wanted to make sure that this disease never got away from us. And so we've been extremely proactive and aggressive in preventing it here.
One important measure the U.S. and Canada took in 1997 was to ensure no cattle nervous system tissue got into cattle feed. Agriculture Department officials say they will make a decision on the panel's recommendations soon. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.